We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, you want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believe that if someone say something, it's snitching. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure, no, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind efforts either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The movement continues.
The marathon continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, thank you for joining me this Wednesday, March 27, 2024. And we got a couple things to talk about. We got a lot of things to talk about. And we got guests coming through. But I want to get this Diddy Drug Mule story. There's a young man that was arrested during all the raids in Opa-locka, Florida. They're saying that this Brandon Paul, who was described in a recent lawsuit as somebody that was aiding Diddy, like an aide to Diddy, to Puff Daddy, he was arrested. He was charged with one count of possession of suspected cocaine and another count of possession of suspected marijuana candy. I thought marijuana was legal in some states. Maybe Florida, maybe it's not. After federal agents intercepted Combs' plane at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport. Now, I heard people being drug mules. Like where if the police come, they're just there to take the hit. The drug mule. That's the only reason they're around. And they basically like a servant or something, like a Igor type person. Just, you know, their whole thing is if something happens, it's yours. And they get to have a taste of the lifestyle, DJ Brother Zeke. They get to, you know, enjoy some of the lifestyle. But if it ever go down, you got to take the hit. So they saying that this former basketball player, they said he played basketball. Where did he play basketball? Syracuse? Let me see. They said he played basketball. Yeah, Syracuse. He was a college basketball player at Syracuse, and now they're saying that he's Diddy's alleged drug mule. So and he was also named in the last lawsuit by the young man Rodney. Rodney, the one that posted a lot of the things that he had, the videos, the recordings, the pictures that he had in the last lawsuit. And I guess now he's arrested. So we're going to figure out what that's all about, if those charges actually go through. Also, Diddy was not arrested. A lot of people were saying that Diddy was arrested, so he wasn't arrested. And it was just a lot of things. That's why I say, you got them Facebook detectives, but sometimes you got to let it calm down. And I'm trying to let it calm down before I start making my assumptions, because sometimes we can see things and it looks like with Diddy, with all of the Homeland Security raiding his houses with the guns. But a lot of people thought that they was going to jail. Diddy recently posted a picture of him getting his hair cut. Or allegedly, this is a video of Diddy after the raid getting his hair cut on the plane. Gave a little smile. Stevie J, they saying his name is all up in this. Stevie J posted something on Instagram, and he tagged Diddy and his sons with a gospel record playing in the background. It's funny how people get all spiritual when the police and the feds get involved. Now they want to resort to God. Now they want to rely on their faith in God, DJ Brother Z. It's funny, like how, and you know what? I don't want to veer off too far from what I'm trying to talk about. I give everybody an update with Diddy. I don't want to veer off too far from that. But what I'm saying is, you know what? I've seen people go through the neighborhood, terrorize the neighborhood, put lives at risk, shoot up, do all this stuff, you know, almost, you know, shoot grandma and the little kids. And then when the police arrest them, they crying. And then they talking about they want to convert their life over to Jesus Christ. When the pressure come. You know, that's why I don't believe nobody that get locked up when they start talking spiritual. I mean, I don't believe it. I mean, I'm talking about the people that's out here committing crimes, hurting, bringing injury to people. Ruining the neighborhood, then they want to get spiritual in the courtroom while in front of the judge and ask and talk about they want another chance. You know, no, you out here free right now. You out here free right now. You got a chance to make decisions right now. Why are you free? I'm talking about if y'all listening, if y'all about to do something bad and it's going to bring harm to others, you free right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know you get emotional. I know you get upset. I know you get angry. And I know you sometimes some people react off of emotion. But if nobody ever told you this, I'm going to tell you this. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it because you're going to be the one in front of the judge crying like a little baby. You tough right now. In your mind, it look good. Okay, I'm about to spin the block. In your mind, I'm about to retaliate. In your mind, I'm about to get my revenge. But on paper, when it get on paper and you standing in the courtroom and you in a small cell and you sleeping on the concrete and they giving you the bologna sandwiches and it get real, that's when you want to convert to God. That's when you want to tap into the spiritual. It's too late. It's too late. And I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of y'all mothers be calling me. A lot of mothers used to call me when a kid messed up real bad and they get inside the system. And the system be treating them like trash up in there. And they calling mom. They calling their mama who they ignored, who they didn't listen to. Or they calling the family that they just embarrassed the family. Now they calling collect. All I'm saying is, why you free? Why you got a chance to walk around and think about it? Go for a walk. If you ever get so mad that you may be thinking about doing something that may put your life at risk to go into the system, don't do it. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. And now you're choosing to be a burden to your family. And I had to tell some mothers, Truth Nation, I had to tell some mothers, like, your son, I'm not helping that. I'm not helping you. I'm not helping that situation. And I always come in and I always ask, who in here told him or her not to go over there, not to do that, to leave those people alone? Stop hanging out with those people. Do you always get a warning before something bad happens? Somebody in the family told you not to do it. And I got a lot of brothers that call the show or try to, you know, tell me what's going on inside the Milwaukee County Jail. And I try to do my best as far as a human rights standpoint, human and civil rights standpoint, because we got a mass incarceration problem in our community. So I do my best to do what I can. And the brothers and the people down there at the county, they know that. The sheriff know that. it's not a secret. So you talking to somebody that care. You're talking to Tory Lowe right now. Y'all listening to Tory Lowe. I'm talking to y'all right now. And I'm telling you, it's not worth it to give up your freedom to feel a temporary urge of anger. What I say? It's not worth it, DJ Brother Z. Now you up there trying to, you know, ask God for help. Right now, while you're able to function, no, it's no problem that you have that can't be worked out with a little brain power, with a little ability to resolve. And that's what I'm talking. I mean, I know that most of the people from Truth Nation, they on the up and up. Most of the people that listen to the Tory Lowe show, they trying to figure things out. They trying to make things better. They're trying to make life better for themselves and their family. But y'all, it's the nieces and it's the nephews. It's the other people that's in your family, and you probably didn't told them to do the right thing. And they get all spiritual once they go to jail. But back to Diddy. A lot of people are chiming in on the Diddy conversation. I'll say this. Let's see what the feds and the Homeland Security charge him with, and then I'll come in on that once I get that. Because right now, we heard the rumors. Everybody know that Diddy did a lot of stuff. A lot of people that came forward and told what Diddy have done to them, okay? But let's see what the charges are. Let's see if they can get some charges to stick. I'll say this. I don't wish bad on nobody. I don't wish bad on nobody. I don't get excited when somebody is being torn down. But if you made victims, if you creating victims, you need to be thrown in the trash
I don't care who you is. I don't care who you is. If you're creating victims where people are being hurt and lives are being harmed, you need to go in the trash. Hey, look, when we come back, we have a situation with a principal. And my son and my daughter hit me up when they told me that this principal is in trouble from French immersion. It was their old principal for what he did to one of the students. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ain't worried about none.
None.
You ain't worried about none.
What?
You ain't worried about none.
None.
You ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
None.
You ain't worried about none.
None.
You ain't worried about none.
None.
You ain't worried about none.
None.
Round, round with that. Got two bad bitches with me.
I,
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, I was getting a bunch of calls, Truth Nation. I was getting a bunch of calls from my kids, and they was telling me that their former principal is all over the news. I said, what you mean? They sent me the link, and OMG. See, this is why I started homeschooling a long time ago. Like, I've been homeschooling for the last, 3 years, I think? But a newly filed federal lawsuit alleges that a current MPS principal bullied and harassed a first grade student for having gay parents while he was an assistant principal at another school. Let's listen.
Right now, a gay couple is suing a Milwaukee Public Schools principal, claiming he verbally and physically abused their son because of the parent's sexual orientation.
The suit names Kasongo Kalambula, who 12 News interviewed 2 years ago. Tonight, 12 News' Nick Bohr reports the parents claim Kalambula and MPS violated the boy's civil rights while he was a student at Milwaukee's French Immersion School.
When 12 News interviewed Bethune Academy principal Kasongo Kalumbula 2 years ago about enrolling Ukrainian immigrants, he spoke of the importance of inclusion.
Representation is key, is crucial. Feel like you belong, feel like being a part of something.
But the parents of a Milwaukee elementary schooler claim in a new federal civil rights lawsuit that Kalimbula was cruel to their son and failed to protect him from kids bullying the boy about his gay parents. The suit claims Kalimbula even locked the boy in a dark room in the spring of 2019 and said he would, quote, kill the boy if he told anyone
what?
That Kalimbula had locked him in the dark room. When confronted by one of the child's parents, Kalumbula is quoted in the document as saying, quote, no is going to speak to me like
wow.
This. Later, after students returned from the COVID lockdown following another bullying incident, according to the suit, Kalumbula told the boy it was inappropriate to react angrily because, quote, most people believe it is wrong to be gay, and that, quote, he himself had been raised to believe that gay people are evil and will burn in hell, further telling him, quote, most people
what?
In America do not agree with your parents' lifestyle. According to the complaint, the parents were stunned that not only was Kalumbula not disciplined, he was promoted. The suit claims he was moved from the French Immersion School to become acting principal at Bethune Academy. According to the suit, the boy suffered, quote, emotional trauma and anxiety, fear, pain, and suffering. The parents claim their complaints to the school board and MPS administration, including Superintendent Keith Posley, were ignored. In Milwaukee, Nick Bohr, WISN 12 News.
Hey, I think Keith Posley was just on 620 when I came in. I seen him, the superintendent. You know what? I mean, this was shocking to my son and my daughters. When they told me this, they was like, oh, wow. See, I knew some, you know, like, thank God that I'm ahead of the curve and I move my kids around.
But like I said, this Kalumbula, he told the kid that most of Americans feel this way about gay parents. Why he take it out on the kid, though? I mean, why he didn't confront the parents at parents-teachers' conference? Why would... See, that's the coward thing, you know. Why would you involve a child? Why would you take out how you feel about what the parents is doing on the child? Why wouldn't it, when they didn't come to parents-teachers' conference, why? Where was all that energy at when they showed up to the parents-teachers' conference, DJ Brother Z? See, that's what I don't like about some of y'all. You know, y'all take y'all energy out on the wrong people and a child? And you supposed to be there and you getting a check? My kids traumatized right now. They liked him. But he up here locking kids in the room and doing things to the kids, and they saying that he told the kid if he told his parents that he was going to kill him, if he told about the punishments, why is he dealing with the kids like this? See, and this is why, and they promoted him. Ain't they trying to get more money? NPS? Ain't they promoting a referendum right now? Trying to get folks to vote yes? So they can get more money? Didn't we just give NPS more money? I don't know. I'm going to have to see how this play out. Because sometimes, you know, we can overreact to certain things. They said that Kalumbula told the child most people believe it's wrong to be gay and that he has been raised to believe that gay people are evil and will burn in hell. Why are you telling the baby this? Why don't you talk to the parents about how you feel about their lifestyle and have an adult conversation about it if this is how strongly you feel? Trash. Everybody feel a certain way about everything. If you talk about different religions, different lifestyles, different approaches, different methods, political. But you had those conversations with the adults. If this is what, how, you know, if I'm going to have a, if I don't like something and it's affecting me, I'm going to talk to the person that's causing me to be affected. I'm not going to talk to their children as an adult. And this is supposed to be an educated adult. Kalumba. Got my kids circling their smartphones, looking up the news articles on their ex vice principal at the French immersion. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Gotta find my joint up. I miss you. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them dreams.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the 1 and 2's Pop Culture Report.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by Truth Nation social media sensation, Jason Smith in the building.
We right here.
Hey, look, don't forget that we broadcast it live on 1017 The Truth, live on YouTube. Get in the chat.
Talk to us.
Holler back. Hey, look, first of all, I can't believe this story.
It's a crazy story.
I can't believe this story. Dollar Tree about to raise the prices on y'all from, in many cases, from $150 to $7.
It's crazy that it got to $150. It's supposed to be Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
$150, no, Dollar Tree. It's not $150 Tree.
Right.
So now you're telling me you go try to charge me $7 for products that's was originally worth a dollar,
you've been selling me all these products for a dollar. Now you expect me to come in and spend $7 for low quality merchant? I'm just saying.
All low quality. They have no name brand. I mean, they do. Actually, they do got a couple like Arizona and stuff. Right. But all the food.
Arizona, 99 cents though.
You know what I'm saying? 99 cents. Like, it's supposed to be a dollar. All the food is not worth that quality. Like, you go to Dollar Tree to get stuff like that when, like, that's just a quick stop. You know, you don't feel like going to Walmart. You don't feel like going to a store that you know you have to pay $5 for. You just go to Dollar Tree real quick. I'm going to go give me a dollar.
It's,
you know,
cheap. We know it's cheap.
It's cheap stuff.
I ain't expecting it to last long.
So, but if I'm spending $7, I might as well just go to Walmart.
Right.
Rich gang.
Like, okay. All I'm saying is they finna go out of, they might go out of business, because I don't know a lot of people that's going to go to the Dollar Tree and spend $7 for something that they paid a dollar for just last year.
Because they don't have anything worth that $7. And I think they are going out, just like Family Dollar, they closing down 1,000 stores all around. I think the Dollar Tree, cause I always wonder how Dollar Tree made so much money in the first place with selling everything for a dollar.
Because they was getting it at the dirt.
Okay, so they was they paying.
They probably
2 cents
had to be like 10, yeah, you know, 5, you know, cent.
Yeah.
They probably getting it from the, you know, overseas somewhere.
Yeah.
And getting it at the dirt.
They getting it for nothing and then coming here selling for a dollar. So they got to be struggling if they raising the prices up to $7. Because $7 is crazy.
It's no longer Dollar Tree. It's $7
Tree. This is $7 Tree. So make sure you need some cheese to go to Dollar Tree now. Hey. You got to save up to go to Dollar Tree now. I'm not trying to do that.
If you, I mean, some of y'all was using Dollar Tree for that last minute gift thing. If you, you know, sometimes you was going to somewhere and they said you had to bring a gift and you swung through Dollar Tree and you got that little doll or something for the kid.
They would go to Dollar Tree real quick. Like, I go to Dollar Tree.
Run there real quick, grab something.
Easy.
Keep you in the game.
Easy. Like, I would go just to get, I don't know, just simple stuff. Like, if I needed a spoon for something, or if I needed, like, some plastic silverware, if I needed, like, a quick gift bag or something that I wanted. Like, you just stop in there and you get that real quick. Like, what are they expecting? People to just be walking through that mug shopping? Like, it's a supermarket or something? Like, it's not much stuff to get.
Well, this to me makes me understand that inflation is up.
Yeah, without question.
If Dollar Tree got to go to $7, then, and the groceries up high, we in a real inflation, like a real, like, we could be heading toward a depression.
Because we in a tough economic state. Right. Because if
how good is the economy?
If Dollar Tree is going to $7 right, and groceries is going up and gas is up and our pay is not going up, our pay is staying the same and for some even decreasing, what are we doing right now? Like are we going to, we don't have enough money to go buy the goods and stuff like that. So $7 for a store where people went to because they didn't have the money is now raising. Come on.
I knew the dollar batteries was only going to last 2 days. That's all I needed, though.
But that, you go there because you know that. Like, you understand I'm getting this low-quality thing, but I'm getting it because I just need it right now
right
for the moment.
I just need it for like I need this to last at least 2 days.
That's all I need.
That's Dollar Tree.
That's Dollar Tree. It's not, if I buy something for $7.
If I'm buying something for $7.
Hey, that mug better last.
It's about to last at least 2 weeks, two,
come
three
on
weeks.
Now.
Yeah.
I better get some use out of that.
Something.
Because it's a big jump between, because, and you got to think about more items. So say I get 5 items and they $7. Now I just spent $35 when I could have spent $7. Like, right. Or $5 if it's only 5 items. Like, it's so crazy to me. And I want to hear the call, because they had like an earnings call. So I want to hear what the people were talking about, the people behind the scenes. I want to hear their reasoning for it, because that's a big, big jump.
8388 says, I believe Dollar Tree owns Family Dollar. Mm. That's why they're closing Family Dollar stores around the country due to sales.
Yeah, a thousand Family Dollars are being closed.
Right. But what I'm saying is, this is a reflection on the economy.
Yeah. We're in a terrible, and we've been in a
and they trying to make us believe everything is okay.
Boy, get out of here.
This is the sign. Because when Dollar Tree got to do something like this, that means it's something going on with the economy.
Everybody always points it. They say, well, man, Bison and all these billions overseas.
Right.
Is going on. We over here can't even have Dollar Tree no more. You over here worrying about overseas.
And the State of the Union, he talking about everything good.
Everything ain't good if Dollar Tree is going up from $1 to $7. Come on now. That is as telling as it gets. Like, that is literally as telling as it gets. Dollar Tree is $7. They got stuff worth $7. There ain't nothing in there worth $7.
Look, all right, well, look. Hey, look. This is a sign.
I'm just a little
I
mad.
Mean, I was upset at first, but I was like, what is this saying about the economy?
Man, it's saying a lot. It's saying that we are in a very tough position. It's saying
it's been a dollar since I was a long time.
Bro, it's a Dollar Tree right on Capitol
right.
that I go to all the time because I live right over here.
But this is drastic. But maybe just times have turned and we not paying attention to how bad it's getting.
I think, but the thing is, the media, they kind of make us not pay right. attention because they giving us all this other stuff that we really don't need to be paying attention to. And they confusing us and they distracting us from what's really going on. You got Biden telling the whole world everything is okay when it's clearly not okay.
Right. All I'm saying is, I'm going in the Dollar Tree. And then the birthday balloons.
Oh, my goodness. Like, all of
yeah,
that. Just
all the balloons, yeah.
Just a little birthday
plates.
You gotta
run in there and get the little birthday balloons.
The little birthday plates, the little birthday silverware.
If you get seven of them, you...
Like, come on now. I done broke the bank just trying to buy some balloons from Dollar Tree.
Wow.
Like, I might as well go online and
that
order
was my go-to.
Expensive. I might as well go online and just order, you know what I'm saying, an expensive bouquet of balloons.
Right.
And might as well just go all out if I'm about to be paying $30 for a few balloons.
Valentine's Day, go get Boo a few Dollar Tree balloons with the heart shape.
Ain't none of that no more. You know, ain't none of that no more. We breaking the bank at Dollar Tree now.
We breaking up before Valentine's Day.
You see what Dollar Tree doing?
I'm going to pick an argument with you so we don't be together on Valentine's Day.
You see what Dollar Tree doing? They messing up relationships. They messing up all of this just because they want to raise their prices.
Get the little cheap remote control cars.
Can't even get, you got to pay for that. Ain't no dollar remote control cars.
Well, I'm talking about from Family Dollar.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't even get that no more.
They like $39 now.
Because the thing is, eventually, all Family Dollars, I feel like, are going to go out of business. Because, like, I mean, they've been closing down Family Dollars for a little bit now. Like, this is not a new occurrence. So I feel like eventually, I don't know what's going to happen.
They're closing the doors. They're going to have to close the doors with this price.
Man, I'm curious to see, like, in 5 months. I'm curious to see how many people went in there. I'm curious to see the revenue.
I'm curious to see how many people fit to go pay $7 for something that was a dollar.
And you know it was a dollar. Like, it used, everything in here used to be $1. So now you're trying to tell me this is worth $7.
Because you're going
to
feel like you got robbed.
You did get robbed. Come on now. That's going up, but our pay ain't going up. We still getting paid the same amount. The price is just going up.
And I remember I went in the one Family Dollar, and they had like a freezer section with food in it.
Yeah, no, they do. Dollar Tree got a whole freezer section with food in it.
Right. I don't know if I would trust that.
Right. But
they do. They got it.
But it was like, if you need something, if you hitting on hard times.
And you ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no money to go get
better
nothing.
Start hitting up Five Below.
That's what they got. Five Below about to take Dollar Tree's spot. If they, because Five Below, everything is $5 and below.
Right.
So I'm supposed to go to Five Below. Why am I going to Dollar Tree to seven and below?
Is it better quality items than Five Below?
I think it is better quality items than Five Below than Dollar Tree. I think it's better quality items than Five Below. But I might as well. I will go to Five Below before Seven Below. Like, come on.
All right, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Jason Smith, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Vote no.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. For Phil, listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to him.
One time for my 101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Truth Nation social media sensation Jason Smith
in the
building.
Right here. Locked in.
We got some updates on Diddy.
I tried
to cover it earlier, but then I started talking about how people get all spiritual when the feds come, when the police knock on the door.
Stevie J.
Right. So, because I saw that on Instagram, Stevie J.
Yeah.
He made a post and he tagged Diddy and his sons in it.
Yeah. And we shall overcome this.
And it was a gospel record.
Yeah. No, he was saying no weapon shall form against me. Yeah, he's saying no weapon shall form against me. Like, come on now. Stevie J, come on. Especially after the accusations and rumors that came out with him from Lil Rod.
Right.
That he be doing
that
stuff
he was
with
on the video. They showed Lil Rod the video of Stevie J, allegedly, what Stevie J was on the video getting
Yes. Yeah, so, like, come on. He
didn't hit up.
I don't even know why he did that. That's honestly a bad PR move. I don't know why his publicist would even let him do that, knowing the situation that he's in right now, knowing how connected he is to the situation.
Well, I think we got some audio. Let's listen.
LA, on the LA mansion of Sean Diddy Combs this week.
The new video from TMZ comes as Diddy's attorney responds to the raid that you saw here first on Fox 11. Coco McAvoy joins us live in Holmby Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a developing story that we continue to follow. And Diddy released a statement through his attorney claiming his innocence. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, take a look at some of this video that we have. Fox 11 first brought you exclusive video of heavily armed federal agents raiding the homes of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The raids are in connection to a federal sex trafficking case. Video from TMZ shows agents going room to room, seizing evidence. The agents also detained Diddy's sons. Here's a statement from Diddy through his attorney. It reads, quote, yesterday there was a gross overuse of military level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced, coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There's been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. That is the statement. But former federal prosecutor Nima Romani believes an arrest is just a matter of time.
Wow.
Diddy is in a world of hurt. He's being prosecuted likely by the most prestigious prosecution office in the country in the Southern District of New York. And a federal judge had to sign off on not one, but two search warrants of his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. And of course, we know that there are several civil lawsuits against them. And when there's smoke, there's fire.
Hey, and I said to get a judge to sign off on somebody like Diddy, who they know they got attorneys, he got $1 billion.
It's huge.
They got something.
They got something.
They're just trying to see what else they can get.
Like, I love the last line he just said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, come on. It's been too much smoke with this. And then the fact that the prosecutor that took down R. Kelly is the same prosecutor that's investigating this Diddy situation. Like, he came out and said Diddy should be very concerned. This is insane. Like, where there is smoke, there is fire. They have evidence. They have proof of something. Like, they went in there and they got stuff out. Right. They didn't release everything. I know that it was drugs and guns so far. But more is going to come out.
But a drug mule.
Yeah. Drug mule got arrested.
Right.
Yeah, he got arrested and in jail right now. And that's just one. Come on now. You think that's the only one that Diddy got?
Cassie's lawyer released a statement, says, this is what Cassie's lawyer, Douglas Wigdor, said. He said, we will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated law. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct.
Man, it's even another video. Did you see the video of his so-called neighbor? His neighbor was driving out, and then he was like, yeah, I'm glad y'all got him, because it be getting wild over there at 3 a.m. It be buses full of minors coming out.
It's on video.
No, he was not being for real. He just wanted his 15 minutes of fame.
Hey, listen, how do we know that?
By the way he was saying it.
I thought he was serious.
He said, when my basketball goes over there, I don't even knock on the door
because I don't want to do nothing. I leave the basketball over there because I don't even want to go over in that area.
What, when the ball go over there?
Yeah, he said if he hooping and the ball go over there, he don't even want to go over there.
He don't go get the ball back.
He don't deal with the ball because he don't want to deal with the Diddy mess.
Now he got to go to Dollar Tree and get another.
Exactly. And it ain't going to be a dollar.
It's going to be $7.
It's going to be a $7 ball.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be a dollar. That's the problem. No, man, this whole situation is crazy.
Well, I don't even know how that Stevie J would release an Instagram plan.
Why would you do that?
No weapon formed against Michelle Prosper. But you know, how do you think God finna get involved in this?
Like, are you kidding me right now? Why are you now? You just playing with God. Now you just playing right. with God. You got a dude over here doing some crazy stuff like that's borderline demonic. I mean, if you want to say it is allegedly, because nothing came out as
you believe this. You believe he did it,
man. Yes, I was on Dr. Ken's show. I said I believe he did it. This go back to the Diddy. I mean, to the Biggie and Tupac situation. This going way
you think
back.
He had something to do with Biggie dying.
I think he got something to do with Biggie dying. I think he had something to do with Pac, his ex-wife Kim Porter. I think he did that stuff to Cassie. I think Lil Rod not lying.
Right.
Why was Usher living with Diddy at 14 years old?
And Justin Bieber.
What are we doing
Usher,
right now?
Usher hooked him up with Justin
with
Bieber.
With JB. What are we doing right now? And we really think nothing.
And Justin Bieber definitely came out and said that they were like raping little kids.
What? Yummy.
Yes.
The song Yummy
in, like,
is about that.
2007 or 2008.
Justin Bieber got a song named Yummy is about that.
I thought the Yummy was just about girls.
You thought that? No, that's not what's Yummy. What's Yummy is the little kids up in the
what?
Industry. Yes, go watch the video. It's a whole breakdown. Yes, all of that is. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
It's insane. Like, did you see the video with Justin Bieber and Diddy? And Diddy was like, man, how come you don't call me like you used to no more? And then Justin Bieber like, oh, I didn't know you changed your number.
Yeah.
And I know you tried to reach out to me. And come on, why is he acting so scary like that?
Yeah, because he saw some stuff.
He
experienced
He know what's going on up in that at the Diddy park. And then Kanye
and
West.
Why do we put these celebrities on
this pedestals?
And then we wonder why, you know, things don't come out. Because we never benefit all the way.
No.
Like his school, the Diddy school.
Yeah.
They saying that it got roaches and stuff. It was trash.
Trash.
They said he just sold his stock in Revolt.
Which he found it.
To somebody.
Yeah. Which he found it. Like, we put them on this pedestal just for them to be. Because we forget the fact that they really humans. We
right.
got all this power. And power
and
is
we,
dangerous.
And we feeding them the power.
We feeding it. We
our
giving
power,
it to them.
Right.
Yeah, we giving it to them.
That's like, why I say, why do we let entertainers run our communities? Like, they're here to entertain. Why do we worship them and idolize them and want to be like them? And then we
leaders.
Find out on the back end how they was what they was doing to get all that, what they was showing. You wanted to get that, but you don't know how what they did or what they agreed to do to get it.
Yeah, we don't know the price they paid for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are in these high positions. I think because, like, we just marvel at the fact that, especially somebody like Diddy who come from the hood and then you go to the top, I think we just marvel at that elevation. So we just get blinded by that. And we just look at these people as, like, they are just some high figures. And they are just human at the end of the day.
I think that it seems like to me with the helicopter, with the military approach to Diddy.
Yeah.
I didn't see that when the Harvey Weinstein's.
Oh, it wasn't none of this.
Or when other, you know, people on the other and other cultures are accused of this, or some of these Catholic Church preachers, ministers, pastors get caught up with all these kids. You don't see the military running up on them like that. So why do you think that they had that kind of visual when it came to Diddy?
One, because Diddy black. Bro, the Pope came out and said that it's a problem, like child molestation
right.
with little boys is a problem that they're trying to get under wraps. The Pope came out in
right.
public and said that. And nobody batted an eye. Nobody said nothing. No, like, you barely can even find that story right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to us, now of course not. I think Diddy is like did some crazy stuff, and I do think that, you know, he deserved whatever he get. But when it comes to us, they don't wait. Like, they not flinching.
Right.
Like, it's all over the news. They sending the house raids. They broadcasting it to everybody, letting everybody know.
And for the media to get the heads up, they had to organize it and then send a press release to the media so they could be there flying over the place.
Come on now. Like, TMZ knew what was going on before it was even going on.
Right.
Like, what are we doing right now?
So all I'm saying is they got, you know, and I don't wish craziness or madness on nobody.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think when we black, we think we can do what we see our counterparts doing.
Yeah, and we cannot. Did he think, he thought because he was a black, I mean, that he was a billionaire,
right.
that he could do whatever he wanted.
But they allowed him to be a billionaire.
But yeah, you at the end of the day, what Kanye say? You still an N in a coup.
Right.
At the end of the day.
And look what they did to Kanye West.
Look at Kanye West. He posted actually on his story, said No More Parties in L.A., his song.
Featuring Kendrick Lamar, by the way.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's a song called No More Parties.
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Kendrick actually wrote it for Ye. Kendrick actually wrote that whole song, and Kendrick is on it.
We got a sample of that, DJ Brothers, the radio edit?
But it's.
Yeah, I can play it in a little bit. We got a break.
Okay.
Crazy.
Hey, look, I thank you for that pop culture report, Jason Smith. It's getting crazy out here.
I'm waiting to see to what's going on next with Diddy.
Do you still got dreams of going to Hollywood and making it?
I do not care about going to Hollywood. Hollywood is not in my plans, so I cannot lie to
you. All right, I thank you for the pop culture report, Truth Nation. When we come back, we'll have more discussions. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.